You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. You may have heard a series called You Hate My Job on our weekday sister show Marketplace. So we've turned that upside down. So here's the first in our series, You Love My Job. A lot of little kids dream about growing up to work for NASA, to think about or journey to the stars and get paid for it. So what's it like to actually do that? We sent Marketplace Weekend producer Raghu Manavalan to NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab near Pasadena, California, to talk with Bobek Ferdowsi. You might know him as the NASA Mohawk guy. He's a systems analyst who worked on the Mars Curiosity rover and is launching a new mission to Jupiter's moon Europa. And every job, even our fantasy ones, involves getting up and going to work.
I don't know if you remember, what was your first day in the office like?
I remember a few things about my kind of, there's an orientation that you take, you know, the first Monday you come in, and I remember coming, you have to come through the visitor center because you're not, you don't have access to things yet. And I remember, you know, you have to bring some papers, like this is my transcripts or whatever, proof that, you know, you actually got the degrees that you say you have and things like that. And then them giving you like a little tour of the lab. And I remember going to my desk and the guy who I was going to work with gave me a call and was like, hey, you know, if you have some time right now, just come over to my office. So, you know, I slowly found my way because I didn't know my way around the lab still. And it's a big lab. It's like a small college campus. You know, we have about 5,000 people here. And him going through some kind of review package that they had just put together for review like a month or two earlier, like a mission concept review, essentially saying like, here are the things that this Mars Science Laboratory is going to try to do. And here's, you know, what we think it's going to look like. And here's how it's going to get there. And of course, all that has changed completely since 2003. But that's kind of my first day in a haze. And I remember one particular thing was the lab has two parking lots. One of them fills up pretty early in the morning. And I remember being in a panic every day for 6 months because I didn't realize there was a second parking lot. And I was like, oh no, what if I show up at 9 a.m. and there's no more spots in this lot? Like, where am I going to go? What am I supposed to do? And so that was kind of my early memories of JPL. It's an odd one to remember, but I remember distinctly.
What's your favorite part about your job?
The people. It's incredibly awesome to work with people who are, you know, so smart, really good people, I would say. Just I feel like there's a lot of good eggs here. And there's something special about working on projects with that group of people, especially because we're so, you know, motivated by a singularity of focus, right? When you think about a mission like a Curiosity or Europa or all these things that we've done in the past and that we hope to do in the future, there's almost a point at which you realize the only way that this can get done, the only way we can accomplish this is by working together and not kind of being political about the situation. And so even then there's differences and disagreements about, you know, how to approach something, everybody's kind of coming from a good place. And I think that's probably incredibly rare in many circumstances. And I feel so fortunate to be able to work with these people.
What's your least favorite part about your job here?
My least favorite part is probably many people's least favorite part, which is that, you know, we are still often have to work to make these missions happen. The science community and the engineering community would love to do a lot more of these things. We'd like to do them more frequently. You know, I would love to be sending missions all the time to Mars and Europa and Enceladus and all these interesting places in the, you know, in the solar system that we know of and even throughout the universe. And yet we're sort of limited by how much we can do. I want to see all this happen immediately. I want to see the secrets of the universe kind of unfold in my lifetime. And, you know, I have to take a step back and realize these things do take time. And I think most people don't realize how much importance the communication part of an engineering job really requires. And, you know, I think about the things that I end up sometimes spending a little more time on. For example, it's PowerPoint. It's making slides. And people are like, oh, that's your job has that too. And I'm like, yeah, you know, you still have to tell other people what you're doing and try to convince people of a certain approach to something or demonstrate why, you know, one decision is more important, you know, than another. And so that communication skill is a real part of the job that most people don't foresee. I think they think we're always like, you know, just cranking away on things and turning wrenches and stuff like that.
That was NASA's Bobek Ferdowsi. You can follow him on Twitter at TweetsOutLoud and follow us. We're at Marketplace WKND.